Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Facebook is steering users away from privacy protections. By Natasha Tiku. Facebook Wednesday announced changes to how it asks users for permission to collect their personal information in order to comply with strict new European privacy rules. But critics say Facebook's new offering seemed designed to encourage users to make few changes and share as much information as possible. The European rules, called the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR, go into effect May 25th and will apply to any companies that collect or process data on individuals in the EU. They require that consumers give informed consent to how their data is being collected and used. Critics, however, say the consent process Facebook outlined relies on design tricks that encourage users to share their personal information widely. Paul-Olivier Dehaye, a Belgian mathematician and co-founder of PersonalData.io, whose request to see his Facebook data under EU law forced the company to include more information about ad tracking, says Facebook's confusing choices are nudging people in one direction. Dehaye says Facebook's approach to GDPR will likely attract the attention of regulators and nonprofits, scrutiny the company likely did not anticipate when the rules were approved in 2016. European privacy activists like Max Schrems are already planning to use options for collective action under GDPR to go after tech giants. If Facebook goes on this way, it's a clearer first target, says Dehaye. Sandy Parakilis, a former Facebook operations manager who warned the company about privacy issues, said Facebook appears to want to comply with the letter of the European rules while changing as few of its data handling practices as possible. Everything about the page is designed to manipulate you into doing the thing they want, he says. The goal of the design exercise is to get you to accept and not to go into your settings and turn things off. In a statement to Wired about the criticism, a spokesperson for Facebook said, "We're ensuring that all our products and services comply with the GDPR." The law applies principally to data about Europeans, but Facebook says it's changing how it asks users for consent worldwide. "We not only want to comply with the law, but also go beyond our obligations to build new and improved privacy experiences for everyone on Facebook," Aaron Egan, Facebook's Vice President and Chief Privacy Officer, and Ashley Berenger, Vice President and Deputy General Counsel, wrote in a blog post Wednesday. "We want to be clear that there's nothing different about the controls and protections we offer around the world." The changes Facebook displayed Wednesday would alter how the company asks you for consent to collect personal data about you from other websites and apps in order to target ads, consent to share sensitive information on your profile, consent around facial recognition, consent for data tracking and sharing political and religious views on teen users, and an updated terms and services policy. A press briefing Tuesday at Facebook's headquarters about the changes turned critical, according to TechCrunch. Wired was not invited to the briefing. Reporters scoffed when a Facebook product designer defended the company's updated terms of service, which offers users either a big blue I accept button or a hyperlink for another option in small gray type. Many of the other choices Facebook displayed showed similar disparities, using tiny font or grayed out options for users to restrict access to data. Some are more stark. Take the privacy screen that pops up for 13 to 15 year olds who have special protections under GDPR. Under Facebook's new terms, teens who've shared their religious and political views or sexual preferences will have to get parental permission to see a less personalized version of Facebook. To gain permission, users must only enter an email address and have whoever's behind that email give consent. The person giving consent doesn't have to verify that she's a parent or guardian or even a different person, TechCrunch reports. Jason Kent, CEO of Digital Content Next, a trade association representing content companies, says Facebook's approach was disappointing because other companies may follow its approach. "We've asked them to try to raise the bar because the rest of the industry follows their lead," he says. "Seems like they're letting their investor relations group manage their product design." If Facebook succeeds in winning consent with such small changes, others may follow suit, and hopes that GDPR will spur big changes in corporate privacy practices may not be realized. Facebook isn't unique in its desire to preserve its dominance. In March, Google announced updates to AdWords, which independent legal analysis from the firm Frankfurt Kernit commissioned by Kent's organization found to be a legal dodge. The consent structure proposed by Google fails to meet the transparency, specificity, and granularity standards required by the GDPR for purposes of obtaining legally valid end-user content, the analysis said. Facebook is doing the same thing, but from a design perspective, Kent says. Google did not immediately respond to requests for comment. David Lucas, a partner with the law firm Bradley, whose clients include tech companies in the U.S. and Germany, says tech companies are likely most concerned about GDPR provisions allowing for fines of up to 4% of global revenue for companies found to willfully not comply with the law. By showing these updates and changes, Facebook can argue it intended to comply. Even if they're found not to fully comply, they've at least mitigated their risk, he says. Among the new forms Facebook will present to users is one allowing the company to collect data as users browse the web and tap other apps. But Kent questions how informed that permission will be. A few weeks ago, his organization commissioned a survey of 1,000 adults where 44% of respondents said they did not expect Facebook to collect data about their activities while on Facebook. "It's all about consumer expectations. That's what matters here," Kent says.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.